Oh, my specialty is dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, a marriage, or even if you just happily single. I'm here. I'm here for you. And if any of you are interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. Well, good evening, and I'd like to say thank you so much to the listening audience that is tuning in with Chat with Dr. Black. Welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio Station 2 for the Sunday 6 o'clock p.m. hour, and I'm on air just to let you know every other Sunday. So I'm on air this Sunday, off the following Sunday, and then I'll be back on. Like to give a shout out to Doug and Donald, who are the BBS owners. And if any of you are interested in having your own talk show or just being on air for whatever the reason, please reach out to them on bbsradio.com. That's what I did. And so I will save you the hassle of doing the research. And so thank you so much for tuning in this evening. I know today is a holiday. So for those of you who are taking out time to tune in, I'd like to say thank you so much. I'd like to give you also the 1-800 number to call in. It is 1-888-429-5471. I want you to remember, I love my two young adult daughters. I'm just so thankful. My daughter went on spring break last week, and she went to Paris, France. And then they migrated on down to Rome, Italy, but her travels were safe. So I'm just so thankful for that. Like to let you know, I'm also a strong proponent for hashtag AT&T It Can Wait campaign with Fletcher Cleaves. When you have a minute, please go online to hashtag AT&T It Can Wait Fletcher Cleaves. He is really doing a lot of great things. If you have Facebook, please sign on. It is Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. Last name is C-L-E-A-V-E-S. Very powerful story. As you heard on the intro, I specialize in dealing with relationship issues. I love speaking to people about their relationship issues. I give therapy for those who have the need to receive it. I'm always here to listen, not criticize, and just give you that optimistically hopeful feeling that everything is going to be okay. Like to, you know, give out that peace of mind to whatever you are going through. If you're having an emotional imbalance because of a relationship, call in. Please feel free to just call in. Any type of discomfort you are experiencing in a relationship, call in. Also like to let you know, I have a wonderful guest this evening. I had her on about a month ago, and it was so wonderful having her that I wanted to have her back. So let me just say this. Happy resurrection and happy Easter to the listening audience. Today, everyone is probably with family, and whatever this day may mean to you, I like to give you a shout out of pure happiness, safety, and joyful moments. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest, Marie St. Louise. She's a psychic and a spiritual medium since childhood. With international clientele and a growing celebrity list, she began conducting sessions from her kitchen table for clients and then moved on to read at parties and events around Phoenix. So for those of you who are listening in, please make sure you call in. The call-in number here is 1-888-429-5471. And I'll tell you this, she's accurate. Her information is accurate regarding your past, present, and future. And you're probably saying, well, how do you know, Dr. Black? Well, She and I had a conversation, and she was right on the money. And I've been wowed and woed since then. So, without further ado, Marie, introduce yourself.
Hello, Dr. Black and listeners. Thank you for having me on again. I look forward to this. Yeah, I'm so happy. I know we had a conversation, and it's always very fulfilling for me to assist my, the people that come to me with my spiritual messages, and I'm going to continue on this path. It's been a great ride so far.
Wow. Yes. You are right on the money. You are right on the point. For those people who are out there, and if you have any type of wondering or second guess, then please make sure that you call in. Please make sure that you call in, because I tell you, you're right on the money. And I know you have a book that's out. Am I correct? You have a book out.
Yeah, I after many years, my clients kept asking me for a book about my adventures. I take my spiritual gifts, do them a little bit different, like a little twist, than the majority of psychic and mediums out there. And what I do is I bring my gifts to parties and different events from A to Z. I started, my book is RSVP from Heaven, and it is an exciting adventure of, it's like taking you behind the scenes of my adventures. It starts with one of my very first events here in the Phoenix area was at a radio station sponsored swap meet at a casino parking lot. And
Wow.
it started there, and since then, that was years ago, and I don't know how many events I've done, and it's grown, and every month I try to do several events, and it can go from cancer fundraiser. I've done car shows. Valentine's Day was a huge weekend for me. And I end up
Yes.
doing, like, I think that weekend was like four parties in 3 days. And I've got, the experiences have been wonderful from these events. It's people coming to me looking for direction and guidance in the area of love and relationship, which Dr. Black is the number one topic I hear. Then it's followed with career, finances, relocation. It can be family and everything in between. So I tell people, don't be shy about asking me. I've probably heard that the question before, and it's amazing how there's a lot of people that it seems like they're going through the same situation as another person. It's just the names have changed.
Yes. It's interesting because I drove up the street and there's a park, and I said, "Wow, look at how many people are at the park with family and friends and celebrating, and everyone has come together on this beautiful Easter Sunday." And just really enjoying themselves. And I went up around about another half a mile, and there was another park. And I said, "Wow, these parks are so full with family and friends and people having cookouts." And I said, "What about the people who are single?" I
Right.
wonder, yes, Marie, and I
Right.
said, I wonder if they are lonely on this day. And I
Yeah.
start thinking, there are more single people in America now than there has ever been before.
Yeah, I it's all it's every day that I get questions from clients that contact me either through, telephone or in person, and searching for love, not finding, connecting with the right person. I also get a lot of questions from people in relationships wondering, is this going to last?
Mm-hmm.
And I also get people contacting me, and, you know, they've already started the divorce proceedings. And I've heard everything. I really have. It's been reading professionally. I've been psychic and medium since I was 5 years old. I started reading professionally over 10 years ago. But, yeah, love and relationships is the number one topic. People also in relationships, and they're not in love with the person. They're realizing, I don't believe this is a good fit. Do you feel like there's someone else out there, or they already have someone that they're talking to on the side?
So I agree.
Very common. I'm non-judgmental to anyone that contacts me, and I believe me, it's really fulfilling to be able to guide them and advise them and share the messages that I'm receiving regarding their relationships or, you know, any other topic that they are unsure about.
So how is it, well, not how is it handled, because you actually have to give it out. But when you give it out and you have to tell someone that that relationship that they are entering into is not a positive relationship, how is that?
It's definitely given with a large dose of sensitivity, and, you know, being watching the words that I use, it's not something that I love to do, but I know that it's necessary because I don't withhold information from my clients. It's like I don't hold back the negative that I'm receiving. And once I pass on the message, then I always tell people that a psychic or, you know, a medium should not be making decisions for their life. You should be taking the messages and then making the best possible decision on the path that you want to continue on with. And a lot of these, I feel like what shocked me the most over the years is the high rate of infidelity within relationships.
Yes.
And I'm sure you probably know what the stats are, but I, just because of what I deal with, I would say it's close to at least 75 to 80% because I deal mm-hmm. with that on a continuous basis.
I agree with you. And from talking with people and talking with men who are in a relationship, I found out that that's about the right number, that there are more men, or there are quite a few. There is a large number of men that are in that are not happy and satisfied. Or I found out that they have married a certain type of woman for family values and not for their own personal being.
Right. I'm definitely seeing that trend. I also, another thing that's really awakened me is the amount of women that are supporting men. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like they're moving men in a live-in situation. They either own the home or they're renting and they're paying all the bills, doing all the household duties, they're cooking, cleaning, and they're basically, it's like raising the men. I see a tremendous amount of that. And
wow.
And then they want to know why they feel so empty. I'm giving so much. I treat them so well, but they're exhausted from giving so much out. I'm seeing that a lot. And it's vice versa. I'm not on a male bashing, you know, tyrant.
Yes.
You know? I'm seeing you know, good men that are, you know, they're contacting me, and they're also dealing with their wives or their girlfriends with lovers on the side, or, you know, and yeah, it's, yeah, my perspective
wow.
about love and relationships has definitely changed over the year, but I'm here to help people, and I love to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
Yeah, it's no matter where I go. It's definitely
I know it's out there. And some people want to mask how they're really feeling inside. And they feel like it's so unsacred to even have this conversation. But in actuality, it's really a conversation that one needs to have. Because anytime you're feeling like I shouldn't have this conversation, you really should be having this conversation.
I agree. And what is so wonderful about what I feel like I'm like a piece of their lives to every person that comes to me, you know, in person or on telephone. And even if it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, that I can't tell you how many people have, like, I want to give you a hug. I do get a mm-hmm. lot of hugs when I'm in person. It's like they feel like a huge release, like they've held this back. They haven't told a family member. They haven't told a friend, but they come and they can tell me. They know that I keep, you know, what we speak about, you know, in confidentiality.
Yes.
And it's like a huge, it's like a ton of bricks comes off their back. And then I never see them again. A lot of times, you know, I do have a lot of clients that have stayed with me over the years, but when I'm at these events, these public events, it's like they come and see me for, I do mini readings, which will be like 5 or 10 minutes. And if they want to stay longer, that's great. I'll accommodate them. And they just, yeah, it's amazing. I hear deeply personal things from people on a daily basis, and I treasure that. And I intend with my messages is to help them.
And now you're writing, although you did RSV Pump from Heaven, you're starting on a second book. Is that correct?
Yes. I've heard back from the readers that have read the first one, and they all want the second book. So I'm in the process of writing the second book. It'll be all new events. I've got a lot to choose from. I've got a lot of Valentine's parties. I'm doing an event in early April. In fact, it'll be, I believe it's this weekend. It's going to be at an Air Force base. They're kind of having a charity for a local firefighters group. So my problem is I have so much material, and so I have to kind of decide which events are going in and which events are going to be out. I keep the book. It's not a 400-page book. I keep them, you know, I think the first one was like 212. It's something that, you know, it's something that people can read in one day if they have the time, or it takes them longer. But yeah, I'm coming back with all new events. All the readings are real in the book. I've changed the person's name and any kind of identifying, any kind of information. Some of the events that I changed the names. So it's never a problem with me having, you know, I have a lot of events that I can put in the next one. I'm excited about that. Not sure when it's coming out, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's definitely room for number 2 and 3. And as long as readers are wanting it, I'll keep writing.
Okay. Now let's say if you do a reading, and how does that person share with you the confirmation that you've given them?
Oh, the confirmation, yeah, like confirmation, validation. They'll actually, they'll tell me at the time of the reading if I'm giving them information. They'll say, yeah, that totally makes sense. Or that is that person's name. Or I was just recently, I'm known for my details. I do receive names, initials, dates, specific. It can come in, specific street names. I've done several readings with people, and I see numbers, and I'll say, okay, I keep seeing this number, 1193, you know, and they'll say, they'll look at me and go, that's the last four digits of my cell phone number. That's happened more than I count. So, and it's just reading. The people will validate right then and there. Or I have people that will call me back. They'll email me and let me know that, hey, you know, you said that I should go ahead and, you know, see this person because you felt it was a good match, and, you know, now it's 6 months later and we're still together. I mean, it's just, and then one of, just recently I was reading for a client, and
yes.
I kept seeing the words she was talking about, a boyfriend of hers, and I kept seeing this word, Cyprus, and she's like, that's exactly the area that he lives in was called Cyprus. So she was just like completely shocked. But it happens over and over. I'm used to it. The details coming in like that. And I love when that happens. And I love what I do. It's so fulfilling for me to help another person. And I've been through my own, so I understand. I'm very empathetic for people coming to me.
And so how do you see it for yourself? How does it work out for you? Because Marie St. Louis gives out so much. And so who gives it back to you?
Yeah, that's a problem that I've had my entire life. I've never learned the balance. It's challenging for me to have friendships, and I'm only speaking for myself because I don't want every conversation with my friends to be a psychic reading. So, and that happens, and I people kind of getting to know you because, you know, they want, you know, readings, and they can just, you know, call me, you know, feel like they can call me 24/7. So, and I try to do little things to really get my energy back. I get completely, like when I do like a party, like a lot of times at these parties, I'll be there like at 6 o'clock and I'll read to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. There are breaks in between, but when I'm doing 30, 40 mini readings, it's extremely draining. And
yes,
a lot of times it will take me several days to recoup.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, and I'm
yes.
Yeah, that's one thing I need to learn is to take, is to really take time to bounce back. And that's,
yes,
I've been that way my entire life, though. That's, you know, so I'm, you know, a teacher during the day. I worked with abused, neglected youth.
Yes,
for a majority of my life, I worked with youth incarcerated on parole and probation. And, you know, you're always giving. So
Yes.
Yes.
I understand.
I
am a counselor by day and a psychologist in the evening. And so when you're right, I'm a counselor in a public school setting. So when you're always giving, sometimes people do not understand that you actually need a time out. Just
oh, yeah.
So that you can take a breather, and it becomes very therapeutic to be able to woosa, you know,
mm-hmm.
breathe in, breathe out, inhale, exhale. But you need your time, and I agree with you in that aspect.
Yeah, I call it hiding from the world. I'll actually just, you know, take, you know, a day and just stay in the house, and or I tend to like go out late at night, like after 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. That's how I deal with, you know, my gift. And yeah, it's been a really incredible adventure, and I'm so glad that my clients really encouraged me to write a book, and it was a profound experience for me. It just the whole process, it feels like I was shedding my skin, and
yes,
yeah, it was, and so and now I'm back for number two. To finish that off, to get that out. So
your book is on ebook, am I correct? It is an ebook, correct?
No, I haven't. You know what? I'm actually thinking about doing that in April. I did put the book out on paperback at first, and I'm seriously really thinking about releasing it on ebook this month, and I'll. If listeners go to my Twitter page, St. Louis AZ, or my Facebook page, or my website, mariestlouis.com, I'll actually put like a little announcement up when that goes on the ebook. But I feel like this is the month that I'm going to go ahead and do that for readers.
Okay, so if anyone's interested... The phone lines are always open for those of you who are listening. As soon as I hit on air, even before I do my introduction, you can come online and express yourself. But if anyone is out there who's interested in asking a question or wanting to talk to Marie, please call in. The number here is 1-888-429-5471. Take into consideration, we get sidetracked by talking, so... With our wonderful Don on the board, he will go ahead and plug you in and let us know. But the number to call in is 1-888-429-5471. So just feel free to call in, and we are here. We're here, and so we are only on air until 6:55. So you have about 20 minutes. So if anybody is out there, if anyone is out there and you have a question or you need a direction.
Right. And it can be love, relationships. I deal with relocations, career.
I love that question about love, but I'm going to come back to love. We have Elvira online too. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, happy Resurrection Day, Doctor.
Happy Resurrection Day, Elvira. And to Marie as well. Marie's on the line.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was listening, and I was listening to you talk about relationships and infidelity and life and love. And I want to know, how do you know who you can trust? You know, I deal with a group of people, and I'm just not sure about some of them. You know, it's... in the business aspect and personal, and I just wanted to get some kind of confirmation that I might need to stay or either go. I'm not sure.
So you're talking within a love relation and also career. I just want to make sure that.
Yeah, why not? It's convoluted. Yeah, let's go with that.
I really feel like actions are so much more powerful. Just, you know, you want to make sure that person's words are matching their actions. And in this day and age, I hear so much about this love and relationships. It's really common for people to do research on, for instance, if you met someone new, to make sure that is actually that person's name and you can research them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a lot of that from clients. They're paying money to have a background check on them. They're checking up to make sure they work at where they're saying they work. And the main concern is if this person is actually married and, you know, wanting something on the side. So I know that there's some, if you're looking for love, I know that there's some online dating is a huge thing. And I just always caution people just to be safe with meeting new people. And taking your time. I mean, you might meet someone and it's got, you know, a powerful physical attraction, and you want to make sure before you start giving that person your time and your heart that they're actually coming to you in a truthful and honest manner. That is,
okay.
You know, and finding out from, you know, asking key questions, you know, what are their philosophies about relationships? Are they, you know, looking for something long-term or they're not? And I just feel like so many people that come to me, they're always in a rush. I can't believe how many people are meeting someone and it is a matter of weeks only have passed and they're moving them into their house or apartment. Slow down.
Yeah, okay.
I just really feel like people, you know, slow down.
Wow. Yeah, that is in agreement. We have Helen on line 3. Elvira, did you get your question answered or?
Well, not really, but I'll continue to listen.
Well, you can recirculate back. So let's take Helen, but then call back. And then I think we're going, Marie can re-answer.
Yeah.
You know, she can come back. So let us take Helen on line 3.
Okay.
Helen?
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you ladies this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Helen?
Good. Happy Easter.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thanks. My question is, since we're on the topic, it's about love.
Love and relationships, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are looking for love.
Yep.
Wow. One of the things that I get from you, I just feel I know it's really difficult to think back on specific days, but I'm really being pulled back to the 7th of March with you, and it's almost like you had an epiphany, and I'm going to say that whole first week in March about it feels like you're coming into your own power. It feels like you received a shot of self-confidence. And it feels like these gray clouds have been lifted regarding the way you view love. And
okay.
I love that about you. And are you receiving, I feel like part of this self-confidence, and I know I'm going to stay on love, but it feels like with this confidence that you're receiving in your career is actually going to serve you well while you're searching for love, because I get much more, it feels like you're kind of sidetracked with career, and then March, boom, it feels like it's almost like the following week around the 14th, especially 15th, 16th, that you may have heard word or thrown into where all eyes have been on you. Like people are looking for you for direction regarding career. It's almost like being in charge or spokesperson. I feel like you're going to find love. Let's see here. I feel like it's coming soon, but I get someone new, and I get the letter. I get a letter N connected. It could be like a Nate or Nathan.
Okay.
And I feel like that's, like, it's right around the corner. I can feel it. It's like, it feels like it's right around the corner. I don't believe this is, like, the fall of 2016. And I would not be surprised with your energy. I would not be surprised if your next relationship is someone younger than you. With your energy, I would not be surprised 5-7 years younger than you. I wouldn't bat an eye. I feel
5 years younger?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I just feel like younger energy. like someone younger than you coming in.
Okay.
You're not going to age. You're not going to age with your energy. Doesn't matter. The numbers keep going up. You're going to be like, you're going to be young at heart. And I really feel like there's this younger man coming in. It's like you stay up all night. It's like it feels like you function better at night than daytime. Feels like you come alive at night.
Yeah, there are days like that. I think we all go through that.
Like me, and it's like you're kind of like a rebel at heart. You're like a rebel at heart. You, if someone says
that
you can't
do it, that one's definitely true.
If someone tells you you can't do it, it's like you're going to do it anyway, and you're going to prove them wrong. Like, you love that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
pretty much true.
Wonderful. We have two more callers that are holding for
sure.
You, but you can.
Okay.
Helen, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Helen.
Thank you, ladies. Have a great evening.
Thanks, you too.
Perfect. You do likewise. We have Anna on line 4. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I'm calling to see if you can tell me anything, any insight about, like, my college experience. So far, I applied to 8 schools, and only 3 have accepted me. And out of those 3, they haven't been my number one. So I've been feeling pretty down about the outcome, and I just wanted to know if you can give me any insight on it.
Yeah, so you're not receiving the one that you're not receiving back from the one that you want. Feels like.
Well, I have, and they rejected me.
Reject. Is there some kind of a great, because there's letters that I see around. I get W and a C and a U. And then I get an S and a C and a U. The way the letters come in, they can be exact order, or you need to rearrange them, okay? I really feel, even though you're disappointed on not being accepted to the top schools that you wanted to, I just feel like the ones that you have heard back from and been accepted, I keep getting this message, they are going to serve you well. They're going to serve you. You're going to stand out when you go. And I'm not just saying that to make you, you know, I don't tell people things that make them feel so, you know, good about themselves. But I hear like you're going to stand out. When you go and decide where you want to go, you're going to stand out. Have you got some kind of a national award or state award?
I don't think she heard you, Marie.
Yeah, did you receive some kind of state award or national award for academics or something else that you do? It just feels like you've gotten some kind of you're like one of the top people doing what you're doing or something. I get like national. Are you like striving for some kind of a national award or have received a national award?
I am top 10% in my school, and I have received, I remember it's really vague because I haven't such a long time ago, but I received an award for like being the top 10% at my school. So
okay. Maybe
that's what you're picking up.
Yeah, and then you're striving for something national. I feel like this may come while you're in college because I get you striving and reaching some kind of a national award. So it's coming. And then do you have some kind of funny hobby that you do well and like you don't like to tell people that you do it? Like you... It's something like... Oh, I do Irish step dancing or something. There's something about you, like you have some kind of hidden hobby talent, and you don't really like to tell people that you have done it or know how to do it. You don't have to say anything, but it's real strong around you. It's real strong. you've got some kind of, yeah.
No, it's fine. It's just like nothing's really popping up when you say that.
Okay.
Maybe because I don't really talk about it a lot because, you know, it's hidden.
Yeah, it's something hidden and that you do really well, and people would be, no way. Like, they would be shocked that you would be able to do this, and, like, you're very skilled at it. Okay, it's really strong. All right, and then, okay, go ahead and ask me a question, okay?
Okay, I'm also very iffy about my major. Do you think that that will change when I get to college, or will I stay on the same track?
I feel like you're going to stay on the right track. I feel like you're going to stay on the right track. And I'll tell you what, I don't know what you're going to choose. I'm getting the message that the degree is going to remain the same, but I'm getting the message is to make sure you select your, I forgot what the term is. It's been out, I've been out of college for years. What's the, was it major and minor? I get, like, mm-hmm. for your minor degree, I get a message screaming in my ear that you need to be extremely cautious, like really think it out what you're going to, like your minor. Actually, I feel like you're going to have more than one minor. It feels like one big degree, and then I get two or even three minors. Isn't that, that's what I get. So that's what I'm passing through for
mm-hmm.
you. And
I haven't decided on a minor yet.
Yeah, I get more than one minor. I actually got up, two are coming in real strong. The third one is coming in weak. And then academics is really easy for you. I hate to say this, but when you get to the campus, I feel like you're going to be so focused that I believe a lot of people are not going to understand your drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get a play where jealousy and haters, and I just feel like you're going to be so driven, like you're gonna grasp the academics, and you're just gonna, I get like sailing through. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
You tend to gravitate towards older friends, like people older, much older than you.
Yes.
I get that in college, too. I just get you. That's great because I feel like the networking benefits of being with older students is, like, it's going to open a lot of doors to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever receive an award from Coca-Cola? Why do I keep getting Coca-Cola scholarship, Coca-Cola this, Coca-Cola that, unless you drink a lot of Coke. I don't know. It's just, I get Coca-Cola scholarship.
No, I've never received a scholarship from Coca-Cola, but, like, I've heard of them before, and I was debating on entering it, but, like, it was a lot of steps that I couldn't do at the time, so I never really put myself into it.
I want you to look back into that. It feels like you have to send some kind of video or something for this. It feels like a video. I don't
know. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to encourage you highly to put in for that. And there's a male and a female that's going to help you with the video. Don't sweat about that. It's a male and female.
Okay.
All right. And I wish you
the very best.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Wow. That was wonderful. We have Raimondo on line 2. Raimondo, you there? Raimondo?
Yes.
Okay. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can't hear you. Go ahead. Marie's on the line.
Okay. Hi, Marie. Happy
Hi.
Easter.
Hi. How can I help you?
I wanted, this isn't about romance. I wanted to hear about finance and my career.
Okay. Career.
Okay, I don't know why it seemed like I can't. Okay.
So, Armando, with your career. Feels like you got, regarding, like, your career, you get sidetracked a lot. It's like you've got this big...
I have, yeah.
Big, bold out of this universe ideas and concepts and to bring them down to life or down to the earth is the challenge. You're like a creative genius. You like the, wow. And it's like you need to have someone bring you back to reality. You like to dream big, career-wise. I hope you're into some kind of creative field. If you tell me you're in finance or insurance, my jaw is going to drop. Because you scream, creativity.
Have been.
Are you in, what area are you in?
I have been in like those areas, but it's not working out. So that's why I was calling you, because the finance and all that stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've learned a lot and it was very enjoyable, but it's not me.
Yeah, it's not. And that it served you well for the duration that you were in. You just screen creativity, media, entertainment.
You said media and entertainment?
Media, entertainment. Oh, my gosh. I get, like, reality TV from you. I don't think you're going to be on reality TV. I'm just getting, like, TV and everything. And then why do I keep getting pulled to New Orleans with you? Like, I'm totally pulled straight down to that area. You have family, friends?
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
No, but New Orleans is the new Hollywood.
Okay, because I'm totally, like, it's like I have, when I get pulled, it's like the same feeling if you had someone grab the collar of your shirt and, like, yank it down. That's how I feel physically. And I am completely yanked down to New Orleans. So I want you to, it's giving me goosebumps too. All right, so I get, like, an electric pulse. I don't know if you've ever accidentally got shocked, but that's how it feels. So I know the message to you is extremely strong, and I'm getting pulled straight down to New Orleans. But it feels very temporary. It's almost like you're there. It's not weeks. It feels like months. But then it's not a place where you call home. You have another place that you call home.
Yeah, California, where I am.
Yeah, I don't get a total physical move, but I want to encourage you to look in that area.
Okay, perfect. Absolutely. We have Elvira back on the line.
Okay, thank you, Marie.
Oh, you're welcome. I wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Elvira, we have recirculated back around. Okay, do you have a question for Marie? Go ahead, call her.
Okay, yeah, I have a friend with the initials of CA, and
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what direction I should go in with him.
Okay, so feels like he's been waiting for you. Like he's been waiting for you. It's not you waiting for him. Feels like he's... It's like he's totally, I get like he's totally available, total available for a relationship. What is stopping you guys? Because I love the energy.
Okay.
Was this person, it's almost like it was either you or this person kept kind of putting the other person at bay, like kind of making excuses why they weren't interested in the relationship, or they were hurt and they're like, oh, I'm not going to be dating. I need time to heal. But it feels like there's one of you like was like almost, it is like a turning off them, turning themselves off from like dating or meeting new people. I love your energies together. I'm shocked that you guys are not, like, starting anything by now. There's, like, a lot of indecisions. And I love when we get into April. Like, I feel like this opening up. Like, I feel like you guys get to the point around in April I get April 7, 8, 9, 10, right, starting right through there.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you guys are going to sit down in person or telephone, and I feel like all the truth is going to come out. Like, you guys have been, it's almost like you guys have been hiding from each other, like not telling each other how you feel about each other. But in April, I get like walls coming down. Somebody is going to risk and take a big leap and let that other person know how they feel, and I feel like that person is just like relieved, like, that's exactly how I've been feeling.
Okay.
I love the energies together. Okay, ask me another question, okay? If we have time, I don't know what time it is.
It is 6:55, and we have about 3-4 more minutes. Go ahead, caller. Ask another question if you may like.
I don't know. What do you love about the energy? What kind of energy is it? There's definitely an energy, no doubt, but what is it?
It feels like you guys always had, like, a fondness for each other and were interested in each other, but, like, no one made a move. No one... It's like being friends, but you secretly, like, oh, I don't want to be friends. I want a love relationship with this person.
Mm.
And I just get, like, this... It's, like, so soft between you. It's, like, this conversation... It just floats. It's like you start talking, and it's like the other person just, it's like their ideas and the way they view life, it's very compatible. And I feel like when we get to the April period, is this CA, is that the one that was really hurt tremendously and stopped dating or stopped, like, I don't want to date anymore, I don't care about love? One of you, it keeps the energy keeps bouncing back and forth, but it's stronger.
Well,
with
yeah,
CA.
That would have to be him. I don't feel that way.
Oh, it's him.
Yes,
it's CA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
That's the CA. It wouldn't be me.
Okay. All right, because it felt it stronger with him, and then it just kind of bounced. You're so good because it's like, and I'm not saying this to make you feel good. I just love your energies, and I feel like you're going to start talking in that April time period, and it's like somebody's going to express how they feel about the other person, and the person's going to be relieved saying, guess what, I'm like, that's how I've been feeling. It's much more than friendship. I feel like this can go into a love relationship, but what I love about it is that it's
mm-hmm.
going to take its time. It's not rushed. I love that. It just, you know, like you're going to know. Did you guys go to some kind of amusement park or something together? I keep seeing you guys going to some kind of amusement park, something, I don't know, like Disneyland or amusement park or something. It's like something very childlike, and I feel like you guys would benefit from doing something like that.
Okay, no, because we haven't.
I get this focus on doing something that is very childlike, and I get amusement park, like doing something, fair, festival, and I just feel like it's going to be so healing, emotionally healing for both of you.
Okay,
good way to wrap up. With that being stated, it is time for us to wrap down. I like to say thank you so much to the listening audience that listened in today. This was stupendous. This was wonderful. I'm going to leave the closing remarks with you, Marie, and I'm going to call you back on your landline once we come off air to reconfirm something with you. So I'll leave it for you to go ahead and close. Please give your contact information for the callers who were listening to be able to contact you.
Yes, I want to thank everybody who was listening today, and, of course, Dr. Black for having me on again, and for those who called in. I love doing the interviews and being able to assist people that call in. My website is mariestlouis.com, and St. Louis is spelled all the way out, S-A-I-N-T-L-O-U-I-S, and you can also catch me on Facebook and Twitter. Those are my two main social media. And just like closing remarks, I just want people to know, and even in your darkest moments of your life where, you know, you're having challenges with, you know, love and relationships or finances and career, I just want you to remember just to reach out to another person, someone that you
trust
and
love. About 15, yes, 15 seconds left.
Yeah, and just always remember that you're never alone.
Wonderful. I'd like to say thank you so much, Don, for being our control panel, for being the producer for this evening. Happy Easter to everyone. I love you. Be safe until we meet again in another 2 weeks.